Chapter 1. Who am I? On a warm summer's evening, a woman in her mid-twenties, with short brown hair, dressed in a light dark blue evening gown, woke on a park bench, sat up, slowly scanned her surroundings, then questioned, "Where am I, and how did I get here?" The woman thought for a moment, then muttered, "I can't remember anything about my life." She searched in her diamond-studded scrolled purse for something which would give her a clue to who she was, and found a gold-scrolled key and some 4 inches long. The woman continued searching in her bag and found a small leather pouch. Upon opening it, she found a white driver's license named Susie Jones Park and enough money to buy dinner. Susie studied the moon rising in the east, thinking, I can feel much better on a full stomach, and walked to Callie's diner 3 blocks away. She ordered the special in the diner, a large cup of coffee and a red berry pie for dessert. After a hearty meal, Susie went into the women's room, took off all her clothes to see if there was any tags in her clothing that would tell her who she was, but there weren't any. After paying for her food, the gold-scrolled key tumbled out of her purse and onto the floor. The manager picked it up, stared at it for a good minute, slowly handed it back to Susie, and said, "The meal is free, and would you like something to take with you?" "Sure would. What would you suggest?" "The blue buffalo special and a tall glass of lemonade, and there is no charge." Susie made her way to the nearest shelter, hoping to secure a bed for the night, but couldn't shake the feeling that someone was following her. The next morning, Susie waited in line for her shower, then in another line for her food. She stared at the long rows of wooden tables in the dining room, then sat in one in the corner. A tall, well-dressed man in his 40s with short black hair sat on Susie's lap and asked, "What's a classy dame like yourself doing in a place like this?" "If you will allow me, I will have you sleeping in one of the best hotels on the planet. Oh, by the way, my name is Frank." Susie glanced at Frank and said, "You look like someone I can trust. What do you have in mind? Come with me and see." Frank brought Susie to a fancy diner and had her order the most expensive breakfast on the menu, then brought her new clothes, and at the end of the day, Susie relaxed on a dark blue plush sofa, enjoying a frosty glass of ice-cold lemonade in the luxurious King's Suite in the Plaza Hotel. Frank sat on her left and asked, "Susie, can you loosen your top? I want to massage your shoulders." A trusting Susie pulled her white blouse out of her slacks, undid the top 4 buttons, and allowed Frank to rub her shoulders. She softly moaned, "Oh, Frank, it feels so good. Don't even think of stopping." As Frank was rubbing Susie's shoulders, little by little he slid his hands lower and lower on her chest. Suddenly the words, "You're in danger," flashed in her mind. Susie jumped to her feet, unaware Frank had opened her blouse, and shouted, "I don't like you grabbing my boobs, and I'd rather wait in line for my shower and then have you do that to me." Knowing he was caught, Frank tried to smooth things out by saying, "I am sorry I got carried away. Sit down so I can finish now. What was it again?" "You can have your fancy garbage. I'm going back to the shelter." Just then a midget barged in the room and said, "Come with me, because you have an important call in the lobby." As soon as Susie was in the hall, the midget said, "Patrick O'Brien here to rescue you." He then looked away and stated, "Lassie, please close your blouse." Susie looked, shook her head, and staggered sideways, saying, "I feel weird." Patrick took Susie's hand and, "You'll be safe in me room. Then you can tell me why you are mixed up with a crumb bum like Frank." Susie woke up the next day around noon, stared at Patrick, taking her pulse, and asked, "Am I sick, or is this a reason for you to hold my hand? First, tell me why you allowed Frank to get super friendly with you." Susie went to sit up, but fell back on the bed, holding her head, saying, "My head is spinning. Can we talk later?" She sat on the edge of the bed 3 days later, stretched, saying, "That was a good nap. Patrick, what's on the menu?" Patrick glanced at his watch, saying, "Lassie, you've been sleeping for 4 days. I think Frank put a Mickey in your iced tea, which tells me he was trying to dupe you into something. Frank treated me like a queen until he got fresh with me in the hotel room." Patrick asked, "Where did you meet Frank?" "I was having breakfast in the shelter when he sat beside me. He seemed to be a nice man, so I trusted him until he played with my boobies." "And you were in the shelter because?" questioned Patrick. "I woke up the other day on a park bench in my evening gown, and I don't know who I am, where I am, or how I got here." "And that was the—" "Did Frank give you a drink?" "Yes, Frank said that the drink he made was specially for me." Susie took the key out of her purse, showed it to Frank, and asked, "Do you know what is so important about this?" Patrick picked up Susie's pocketbook and asked, "Where did you get this? Because each diamond is at least a carat." Patrick then studied the key and said, "I heard fantastic stories about this key. I thought they were just myths." "One more question. If your mind is so totally blank concerning your past and your identity, how do you know your name?" "I found a driver's license in a small bag with Susie J. Parker's name on, and I assume that's who I am." Patrick waved a 1-foot-long silver wand over the license plate and read, "Female, 35 years old, Susie J. Parker, was born on the planet HP5. Patrick waved the wand over Susie to check her DNA, but the readout on the medical wand said, "No DNA found. Select Android and continue." Patrick put the wand on Android, waved it over Susie, and was shocked at what he found.